So throughout Advent, we had the theme of learning to walk in the dark, finding God in the stories of darkness, the stories of the angels coming to Joseph in a dream, the stories of Jacob and Abraham wrestling with God and Abraham being shown the stars, the reminder that God is in the darkness as much as the light, in the moments of worry and sorrow and grief. And we're reminded as this story plays out that eventually light comes. The light isn't the same as turning on the lights in a darkened room, but more of a gradual light spreading out and shining in the night. And God is in that light and in that darkness. But it was said to me a couple of times that the minute you start to see that light at the end of the tunnel, as it said, how do you know it's light and not a train? It's a really good question. When we're in the dark, though, you don't close your eyes. If you get up to go to the washroom, as I'm reaching that age of my life, where a night's sleep is not to be, and you see the 3 o'clock or 5 o'clock hour, anyway, you don't walk in the dark and hit a wall, you open your eyes. You try to see the little bits of light that are around. You sort of scrunch your nose up to sort of see where the shadows and the light fall. We also don't shut our ears. If you've ever laid awake at 3 o'clock, you hear every sort of crick or crack of the house. In our house, it's usually the cat getting into something. In fact, when it's dark, you use your senses more. Even if there's just a pinprick or a little light shining, you use your senses more to attune to what you're missing. You look more to the light that is there in that small and powerful way. The light that comes into the world through Christ, it might feel like a freight train. It might exude power and strength. But as our opening litany says, there's a reason that we start with a child. The power of God displayed in the fragility of life, in the dependency of an infant, reminds each of us that we have a role in caring for this light. That's why I love the story of Anna and Simeon. Long after the shepherds have disappeared, but long before the wise ones show up, Mary and Joseph are left with their child. They bring Jesus to the temple, as was tradition, around 40 days. So they've got this really tiny infant, and they offer a sacrifice. In the scripture just before dawn started, it says they offered 2 turtle doves. Or 2 pigeons, but we don't sing about pigeons. But as they do this, as they fulfill the prophecy of what they're supposed to do, this is what they were to do with all firstborns. They bring them to the temple. They ask for blessing. They ask for God's blessing upon this child. A righteous and devout man rushes into the temple and takes Jesus in his arms because first time parents give up their 40-day-old baby and hand him right over. I can't imagine what Mary and Joseph would do when this strange old man runs in and says, "Here, this is mine. Now God can let me die." It's the strangest and most beautiful story because I love Simeon's welcome. I love Simeon's excitement. I love Simeon's peace and joy and hope and love, sort of all wrapped together. He's been waiting for this child. Anna, too. We find out a little bit of Anna, a prophet, a female. We don't hear about much in the church, females being prophets, and yet here she has waited long for Jesus, waited long to sing her voice and sing of God's promises, waited long to see this Messiah and welcome this Messiah and share the good news of this child. Both of them beautifully displaying what the church should and could be. I know that on Christmas we love to see the kids around and get all excited about that. But I love even more when the church can exude the wisdom and grace of Anna and Simeon, of welcoming all people to God's grace and glory throughout the year. And so as I was thinking about Anna and Simeon, because I tried to be like Simeon, hopeful and excited as to what might come and be, I was trying to think about how each of us fit into this story. And so I wonder, because it's different every time we hear it, there's a reason why we read the same scriptures every year, because they hit us in different ways. I wonder about how, thinking about this story of Christ's birth, think of the parents who brought life into the world, or shepherds making long journeys of faith, or wise ones bringing gifts, or even Anna and Simeon welcoming this child. I invite you to think about where you fit. Because we might not feel like we fit. None of us particularly feel called to care for sheep. Some of us don't feel called at this stage of life to bring children into this world. But we each have different gifts that we bring that are reflected in the light of our Advent wreath. And so those who carry the light of hope, like Anna and Simeon, who waited long with patience and trust, I rely on those who carry hope in their lives. It's amazing how much positivity can change a situation and how much negativity can destroy it. Hope is an underappreciated gift in our world. And I pray for those who carry that light of hope. Those who carry the light of peace, like the wise ones. In all the stories left out of the Bible, I can't imagine the long journey, the missed turns, the worries that were happening on the road and with Herod, the seeking and the searching for a few years after Jesus' birth. I know we've opened up the story to say wise ones, they were men. They showed up 2 years later and they bought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Has everybody seen the graphic online that the wise women followed, bringing diapers and, sorry, thank you? Casseroles, excellent. But I think of those wise ones who journeyed with peace, the peace of spirit, peace of determination, peace of heart. That's the only thing that can sustain long journeys like that. I imagine their calm amidst strife and the peace that they brought to Mary and Joseph. I pray for all of you who carry this gift of peace in our world. Those who carry the light of joy, like the shepherds did, who dropped everything, their responsibilities, their sheep, who took off because a few shiny beings in the sky said, "Go!" and left it all behind. I pray for those who are ready to celebrate at a moment's notice. I love the excitement of the shepherds, their willingness to welcome the light that will turn their world upside down. I welcome the joy that children bring into our world. It can sometimes, my children are listening, it can sometimes be grating. If you're not ready for it, you know, the joy that comes with Christmas starts in December, and it doesn't sort of end. I can't imagine teachers at this time of year who welcome the Christmas break just because everything calms down a notch. And yet, honestly, that joy that children bring is so unlike the joy that all of us bring. It sees a shine on absolutely everything. Just everything is in Technicolor. You know, in Wizard of Oz, where Judy Garland, where Dorothy comes to Oz for the first time, and it goes from black and white to color. That's what children see in this world. We might see it a little black and white sometimes. And kids can see the colors of the rainbow. And I welcome that joy and pray for those who can see the joy. Those who carry the light of love like Mary and Joseph see the love of God in all things. They see it in the messiness of stables and in the messiness of lives. We don't get much of the story of Mary and Joseph except the fierce love that Joseph had for Mary, that he didn't want to disgrace her or leave her. We get Mary's fierce love of riding donkey and being willing to give birth in a stable, in a manger, in an awful, messy, gross part of our creation. The love was tested and pushed, not just before Jesus showed up, but long after. I pray for those who carry this light of love in our world. And so I wonder, as you think about the story, as you think about the light that you carry, what do you carry into this new year? What do you hope to carry into this new year? What light shines clearest in and through you? It may not be your particular gift, but something you feel you're missing. What light are you praying that God shines through you? Do you bring the light of hope or peace? Do you bring the light of joy or do you bring the light of love? And if none of those fit, may the light of Jesus be yours, for it gives us all hope and peace and joy and love as it binds us together, as it connects us to this story and to this world. Amen.